Okay. I hope you received the Ma'an Mekomos I sent out by email yesterday. If not, it's fine also. What I'd like to discuss today is a little bit about the gather of the Lav of Los Hishchat, Sigin Daf Samach Gimel. Specifically, who's over on the Lav, which I think is at least three Shitas we've shown him with a few twists that could make it four or possibly more. And secondly, what the relationship is between Los Hishchat and Vayira, Vayimatze. Is the gather exactly the same? Is it simply an additional lav in a certain situation that applies to the exact same circumstances as Vayira, Vayimatze? Or may there be differences between Los Hishchat and Vayira in either direction? So we'll start with Rashi and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Within the Machlokas, we have 3 days in Tanayim in the Mishnah as to when the lav applies. And then you have a Machlokas, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan about where, how proximate the chametz must be in order for the lav to be effective. When you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskal, Achi HaChametz, the bottom of Samach Gimel and Aleph, which is the first line of the Gemara. So Rashi there then writes, V'imyesh le'echad mihen kulan overin. If one of them has chametz, one of them is what the Gemara says, Achi HaChametz, le'shochet, so if one of them have chametz, kulan ovrin. So Rashi seems to be novel in two respects. Number one, Rashi is suggesting that any member of this whole group can be over if one of them has chametz. That if one of the b'nei chabura has chametz, the other members of the chabura plus shochet zoreg are going to be over. And number two, that even though there's no mice involved per se, if one of the B'nai HaChabura is in possession of a chametz, nevertheless, he and perhaps the other B'nai HaChabura will be over on this lav as well. So that raises issues that we'll talk about in a little while as to whether this is a lav shem b'maisa. And if it is a lav shem b'maisa, so you don't get malchus, is that meduyik in Rashi? Rashi says kulan ovrin. So does kulan ovrin mean they're ovrin, but there's no malchus because there's a technicality of lav shem b'maisa, or is it lav shem samer lav dafka? So the Or Chadash is one of the classic achronim on Masechet Tzachim, which in these prakim is useful to have where there aren't so many classic achronim to work with. So the Or Chadash has such a diuk in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says hashochet asapesach alachameitz over below sasa. So he's medayik that over below sasa is over, but not chayiv, because it's a lav she'en b'maisa. That's not necessarily the strongest deal, because in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah says within Reb Shimon, lashon of chayiv, in the sefer of the Mishnah. So, may or may not be a deal, but one way or another, minimally overin, and possibly even chayavin. That seems to be Shitas Rashi, which is on the one extreme, that as long as any of the members of the Chabura or the Shochet or the Zorek are in possession of Chametz, then that whole group is going to be minimally over on the slot. Take a look at Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis. Tosfos Dibra Maskil Ola Echad B'Bnei HaChabura Omri Delo Mechaya Bala Chametz Ela HaShochet V'HaZorek. That no, if one of the B'nai HaChabura has Chametz, he's not going to be chayiv. The only person who's going to be chayiv is the shochet or the zorik. The lo sishchat amar rachmana. So the formulation of the lav is directed towards the shochet, or possibly by extension the zorik, but no further. And number two, the od ech yischayiv Rabbi Yochanan halav shem b'maisahu. So how could it be that you'd be chayiv anyway? Isn't it a lav she'en b'maisa if we're talking about the b'nei chabura? The b'nei chabura may be in possession of chametz, or they're not the ones doing shchita, so then it should be a lav she'en b'maisa, and there's no possibility of a chiyuv. So in the Shirma of Reb David Pavarsky, just points out that seems to be a significant difference between the two reasonings of Tosos. If it's just a matter of the formulation of the lav lo sishchat, then not only are the b'nei chabura not going to be chayiv, they're not going to be over, which. Okay, but if, according to the second Nimuk of Tosfos, that it's upon the Lav Shem HaMaisa, the Lav Shem HaMaisa would preclude a Chiyuv, but it wouldn't preclude being over the Aveira and just not being subject to Malchus because of that technicality. But the Shita of Tosfos here is slightly expanded upon by the Tosfos Arid, same Shita, I'll just read you the Lashon of Tosafot Arid. Tosafot Arid starts by quoting Rashi, and it's clearer if you had any doubt as to what Rashi meant on Samach Gimel and Aleph. It's clear in the Tosafot Arid's formulation of Rashi that everyone in this whole group is going to be over if any of them have chametz. And the Tosafot Arid rejects Rashi, and then he writes, in rejecting Rashi, he says, "Ve'eno nearly shiyu kol b'nei chabur over in el shochei levada." Only the shochet, or perhaps by extension the zorek, is over. Vafilu also shahaya chametz etzlo eino over belav. Even the person in possession of the chametz, the echav b'nei chabur, who's the one who actually has chametz, he's not going to be over. V'afagav dehashochei shaliachu shakol b'nei chabura. Even though the shochet is everyone's shaliach. So there's no possibility of being mechayev any of the bnei hachabura, even if we'll view the shochet as being the shaliach of the bnei hachabura, but ain't shaliach l'dvar avera. Yeah.
Could you say that would render the pasach possible by default then?
That would
render the pasach possible because it's not a shaliach anymore.
So that's a possibility. There's a discussion here, which we won't get into today, as to whether, if it is a Pesach puzzle, does the last will apply? But you're asking before that. So I think you could be done about that. And just to round out the picture here, the Rishonim who are Noke this Shita, the Rambam in Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Hashochet as a Pesach is nine of a Hayelok, is I Islam is Rishuso Loke. The only one is going to be chayiv is the shochet or the zorek. Okay. But then, was there a hand in the back? But then there seems to be a middle shita. The starting point for that. So according to Rashi, all of the Bnei Chabura and the Shochet and Zorek could be over, possibly Chayiv. According to Tosfos, only the Shochet and Zorek are going to be Chayiv, even if one of the Bnei Chabura has Chometz, he's not going to be Chayiv, only the Shochet and the Zorek. There's a Mechilta de Rashbi, if you want to see it in the original, it's quoted in Rav Kashi's Torah Shlema, Parshas Mishpatim, Os Reish Mem Aleph. So the Lashon of the Mechilta de Rashbi is echad ha-shochet ve-echad ha-zorek ve-echad ha-makir ha-echad m'bnei ha-chabura im ha-ya b'rishus echad mehem k'zayis chametz b'sha'as v'vicha ovrin b'lo sa'aseth. Either the shochet or the zorek or the makir or any of the b'nei ha-chabura have a k'zayis of chametz in the rishus b'sha'as v'vicha at the time of shechita ovrin b'lo sa'aseth. So any of those people are going to be over on the lav. So it doesn't sound like the other B'nai Chabur are going to be over. According to Rashi, if one of the B'nai Chabur has Chametz, then all of B'nai Chabur are going to be over. According to this Mechilta de Rashbi, it's possible that a member of the Chabur will be over, but only if he's the one who's in possession of Chametz. So this middle ground is reflected also in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Lo Sasef Kuf Tes Vav writes, has his Yemishkod a Pesach al Chametz, etc. The Inyano Shebes Shas Shchitas HaPesach V'Hu Bein HaArbayim Lo Yachametz Bershuso Lo Eitzel HaZorek V'Lo Eitzel HaShochet V'Lo Eitzel HaMakir V'Lo Eitzel Echad Mibnei HaChabura. So you're not allowed to have Chametz in the possession of any of these people. The kol mish mehem sheyachametz etzlo beisah hiloka. Whoever has chametz in their possession of these people is going to get malchus. So one of the bnei chabur has chametz, he'll get malchus, but only the one who has chametz, not the other people by association or by the mere fact that they're part of the same chabur. And this is also the formulation of the chinuch in mitzvah hey tes. So both Rashi Lefanenu and this Mechilta de Rashbi, to a lesser extent, raise the issue of, number one, they raise the issue of Lav Shein B'maisa. How could you get Malchus, again, in the Mechilta, And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, it's clear that there are, in fact, malchus here. In Rashi, you could possibly make a deal that Rashi is only talking about Ovrin and not Chayavim. But at least here, and possibly within Rashi, they have to deal with the question of Lao Shema Maisa. How are you going to be Mechayev, one of the Bnei Chabur Malchus? Granted, he's in possession of Chametz, but he's not doing any Maisa here. He's not the one who's doing the Shechita. And number two, as we started with in the Tosas Arid raised the issue, you have to deal with the problem of Shliach Udvar Veira. If you're going to be Mechayev, let's say within Rashi, you're going to be Mechayev the Shochet for Shechting, if you're going to be Mechayev the Ben HaChabur who's in possession of Chametz, where the Shochet is Shochet, so isn't that an issue of Shliach Udvar Veira? How are you going to be Mechayev the Ben HaChabur, who's in possession of Chametz, he's not the one doing the Shechita. Granted that the person doing the Shechita is a Shaliach, but then Shalach Levar Veir, so he shouldn't be able to Mechayiv the Echa Mune HaChabur, who has Chametz. So is that, as far as that issue, yeah.
In Mechilta, is the Shochet Chayiv if he checks on the other guy?
According to Mechilta, the Shochet is not Chayiv if he is not the one in possession of Chametz.
Then for him, he's not doing anything bad, right?
And let me read the lesson again. Echad ha-shochet, echad ha-zorek, echad ha-mafir, echad b'nei chabura, im haya b'rishus, echad mehem, kizayis chametz, b'shaz v'icha, ovrin. And the lesson of Rambam again, kol mishin ha-yachecha b'yisahi, loka. Whether they're doing something bad, I don't know, but they're not chayiv and probably not over.
So would you say that's ancient? Would that be included in the concept of
ancient lechadvar aver? So ancient should tell you that you're not going to, how can you be chayiv in mishaleach? Mishaleach, divrei tamid, or whatever the.
Right, but if he's not chayiv, then is that.
If who's not chayiv?
If the lechid mechelta, if he didn't have some of the mishaleach, then if the shofi didn't have tamid.
Right.
He didn't do anything wrong, so
he wasn't
under the auspices.
So you can't even call that Shlichut Devarim because he's not doing the So as far as that issue is concerned, Rabbi Nachum Zemba in the Zera Avram, Simon Vavos Hey, to start the discussion, suggests that whether there is a chiyah for the Bnei Chabura in this situation, where the Bnei Chabura may be in possession of Chametz, but the Shochet is not, that may depend on how you view Shlucha Shel Adam Kamosa in general. Does Shlucha Shel Adam Kamosa mean that the Maisa that the Shaliach does is Mesiaches to the Mishaleach, that when the Shaliach does something on my behalf, my Shaliach does something on my behalf, it's as if I've done that same Maisa? Or is it that the Shaliach, let me rephrase that. Is it that the Maisa of the Shaliach is Mesiaches back to the Mishaleach, or is it that they're all viewed as one persona, the Mishaleach and the Shaliach are all the same person? Such that if he thinks that if the Maisa is Misyachis to the Shaliach, then maybe there's less of an issue of Shalich Dvar Vera. You take a look at that if you're interested, Simon Vavos Hey. But more fundamentally, perhaps, Mordechai Ilan in the Torah HaKodesh, Mordechai Ilan was the person who put together the Knesset Yishodim and Zvachim. So he has a three-volume work on Kachim called the Torah HaKodesh, a very kedai work to look at. So in the third volume, in Simon Kaf Zayin, he suggests that you shouldn't be down here about Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is relevant where a person appoints someone else to do an Aveira on it, to do an Aveira, the mitzvah that involves an Aveira. So in a Hanabi, if one of the Bnei Chabura appointed the Shochet and said, please shecht a Korban Pesach al Chametz on my behalf, so that would be a problem of Shlichus Devar Veira. But where the nature of the shlichus l'jah is that there is an instruction to shach the Pesach, there's no aveir involved in the instruction. The act fundamentally is an act of heter. It just happens to be that there is a problem that one of the b'nei chabura happens to be in possession of chametz. So he thinks that's not a classic shlichus of aveira. You're not telling them to do an action that inherently involves an aveir. You're telling them to do an action of a heter, and it just happens to be some technicality that there's an aveira going on in that situation. Okay, as far as the issue of Lav Shem B'maisa, yeah.
I mean, is it not further that, I mean, the whole svara of Dibri Rav, Dibri Atava, Dibri Mishomim doesn't apply in a case of, shouldn't apply in a case of Shogeg?
Because, what's the Shogeg? The Shogeg is not aware
that there's Chametz.
Let's say he does know. You're not going to get, if he doesn't know, you can't give him Malchus. He knows. But that, even though he knows, the nature of the Shlichus is such that that wasn't fundamental to his instruction. Okay, as far as the issue of Malchus over here, that should relate Malchus for, sorry, as far as the issue of Lav Shem Maisa and whether you could be Chai Malchus for what ostensibly is a Lav Shem Maisa, that should relate to the general question about Bayiran Bayimatzei as to whether there's Malchus for Bayiran Bayimatzei. So famously, the formulation of the Rambam in Aleph Gimel of Chamitza Matzah is that where you're over by your rabbi, you might say through a maisa, then you get malchus, and where you're not over through a maisa, then you don't get malchus. Great, Aleph Gimel. אבל אם היה לך מתקודם הפסח, ובא הפסח ולא בירו, אלא הניחה ברשוסו, אף בי שעבר השני לב, אין אלא כמן התור, ואין שלא עשה במייסה. ומאכנסו, מאכס, מרדס. So where you're over a bayi rabbi, you might say through a maisa, then you get malchus. And where you're over without a maisa, then you don't get malchus. So that's the middle ground in terms of the general definitions of lav shem and maisa. Then you have sheet on either extreme. You have the sheets of the chinuch in a few places, mitzvah tzadi dalid, shin dalid mem, mem dalid, shin mem vav, that any time it's possible to be over on a lav without a maisa, then even if you do a maisa, you don't get malchus. If something is fundamentally, definitionally a lav shem a maisa, then even if in a specific situation you happen to be over a maisa, you still don't get malchus because that's definitionally a lav shem a maisa. It happens to be that the chinuch is not of that opinion when it comes to Ba'yira. That's discussed by the Mechas Chinuch and the Shar Melech, not for now, but in the broad picture, the chinuch is of the opinion that any time you have a lav which could be violated without a maisa, then you're never going to get malchus, even if you happen to do a maisa in the specific situation at hand. And then on the other extreme, you have the position of the Magen Mishnah that any time that you're over, any time there's an Aveira, there's a Lav, that could be fulfilled with a Maisa, even if in this situation you don't do a Maisa, then that's definitionally not a Lav Shem B'Maisa, and you would get Malchus. Again, anytime you have a situation where you could be over, you have a lav, which you could be over without a maisa, so you could be over with a maisa, even if in the specific situation at hand you don't do a maisa, that's still definitionally a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and you would get malchus. So, nogelin yaneinu, if you hold that the lav of Los Ishad would be mechayiv, even Echa Mnei Chabura, who is not doing the Maisa Shkita per se. And if you're bothered by this being a lav shem a Maisa, so then it would only really work with the position of the Magen Mishnah, that since it is possible to be over Los Ishad with a Maisa, even if you happen to not do a Maisa, that's still considered a lav sheyesh b'Maisa, and it would be chayiv. So that may be a little bit of a dochlik to say that that's the position of Rashi, that Rashi globally holds like the Magen Mishnah that this would be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But I saw that Shlomo Ganfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in his Sefer Shem Shlomo, makes a sa'ara in our sugya that he thinks Rashi actually holds like this position of the Magen Mishnah, that anytime you have a lav, which fundamentally could be violated through a maisa, it becomes a lav sheyesh b'maisa, even if you're not doing a maisa in the specific situation at hand. Okay. Rav Moshe Chavroni in the Masas Moshe Simon Pehe suggests, without having to come on to this fancy understanding of lav sheyesh b'maisa, and maybe Rashi understood the lav, the nature of the lav of Losishka differently than we would at first intuit. It's not that the lav is directed, as Tosos captures, specifically at the Shochet per se. It's not that the lav is that one may not shech the Korban Pesach where any, in a situation in which any of the Bnei Chabur, any of the parties to the avoda have chametz, but rather the nature of the lav is that none of that you can't have a korban pesach that you have shaychus to shechted ala chametz. So it's not directed at the shochet per se. It was directed at all the bnei chabura. Anyone who has a shaychus to this korban, either the shochet zorek or the bnei chabura, that you can't have a korban pesach that you are involved in, either as one of the Bnei Chabur or as a Shechet Zorek, shechted in a situation where there is chametz in your or yours possession. So if you shift the emphasis of the Yisr, so then it becomes the problem of any of the Bnei Chabura equally. So if there is a Korban Pesach shechted in that situation, then they're all going to be over. Right, which is, he points out, a little bit of the mashmos of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos that we read before. And he thinks that maybe that's a machlokas Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan, that if you only require chametz to be, if you're only over chametz is imam ba'azara, so then the lav is more likely directed dafka the shochet, and therefore we're only worried about the chametz that's in the direct sphere of a shochet. Whereas if even echav asofa olam is a problem, so then the lav is less directed at the shochet per se, and more at anyone with any involvement with this korban. Just to round out the picture here of Shitos, there is a Me'iri, which is a little bit novel, that we've been assuming, I think, till now, that within the whole discussion, there are two categories of people that could play a role in the lav of Los Ishka. Either the Bnei Chabura, subject to the Machlok and Yishon that we've been discussing, that one of the Bnei Chabura has come, it's that poses a problem, or the Shochet and the Zorek. The Shochet as the Shochet as the representative of all the Bnei Chabura, the person doing the Shechita on behalf of all the Bnei Chabura, and the Zorek as the person doing the Iker Avodas Adam. But if we view the role of the Shochet here as being as the Shaliach of the Bnei Chabura, he's the one representing the Bnei Chabura in the Shechita, shechting on their behalf, Shechitas Kser Bizar. Then we would understand that other people down the chain, let's say the person doing halacha or hava, those kohanim, would not necessarily. Let me take a step back. The presumption, I think, of everything we've seen until now is that if the zorek is in possession of chametz, then no one's going to be over halav. Even if the Zorik is going to be chayiv, the Zorik is going to be chayiv if he's doing an avodah where one of the Bnei Chabura or the Shochet are in possession of chametz. But if the Zorik himself is in possession of chametz, that does not necessarily pose a problem, and definitely the Molech and the Mevi as well. The Rabbi Ilan and the Torah Sakodesh points out that that's a little bit meduyik in the Mechilta that we started with. The Mechilta writes, again, let me read the language. Echad ha-shochid, echad ha-zorig, echad ha-machir, echad b'nei ha-chabura, im haya b'rishus echad b'nehem k'zayis chametz, b'shas zvicha, over b'lo sasa. So if any of these people are in possession of chametz at the time of the shechita, then they're going to be over b'lo sasa. But if, it would seem, they're in possession of chametz at the time of the zrika, then they would not be over. And definitely, if the zorik is the one who's in possession of chametz at the time of the zrika, so that's not the problem of the chabura, because that's not that, those are the kohanim doing the avoda that the kohanim have to do. But that's not b'shlichus the b'nei chabura. The shochet is b'shlichus b'nei chabura, and not the zorek and the molech, etc. But the Meiri writes, so what happens if the shochet was mevaris chametz, but one of the kohanim doing one of the other avodos has chametz b'shusso, kigon shekibel o holich o zarak o hikter emurav ba'od shechametz b'shusso loka, the afalpi she'eino b'nei hachabura. That if any of the other avoda kohanim doing any one of the avodas adam is in possession of chametz at the time that he does that avoda, even if none of the other b'nei hachabura are in possession of chametz, then he is going to be over and loka. V'chei lo sof dover she'ashochi chayiv v'mahaya chametz b'shuso, awa af kol shehu yodeya she'yesh chametz b'shus oso she'omid imo. Any of the people involved knows that even if one of the kohanim who are involved in the avodas hadam has chametz in his possession, they're going to be loka. So that's a shita that I think is not reflected in the other Rishonim, I think is original. Yeah.
According to what we said before, that really we're focusing on shas zvicha.
Mm-hmm.
Tosfos says, I mean, everybody seems to say that the person who's going to be zorik, if he has chametz in his possession, then at the time of shechita, he's going to mechayev somebody, everybody, depending on different shechita. But the person, the kohen, is going to be zorik. You don't know who it is at the time of shechita. I mean, it might be because it's the last kohen standing there in line, but maybe they're going to switch off. So are we saying that l'mafreya, once you discover who the kohen zorik is, if back in time he had chametz at the time of
shechita,
then everybody's
chayav. You asking for the Meir or for
Tosfos? Before the Meir.
Yeah.
What we're assuming before, that really the chiyuv is on Rash, that also that the chiyuv is on the time of shechita.
Right.
So then the zorik is somewhere down the line. We don't even know who the zorik is yet. So are we done at l'mafreyas? And the Rambam only says akrava. Thank you.
I think I saw someone pick up on the Tanya where I saw that discussed. I don't remember offhand. It's a good hara. We'll try to find where I saw that, that discussed. Okay, good.
Isn't the area just building on the statue that the master is moving this kind of personally?
Well, Makter we have later in the Gemara, right?
Right, because if we weren't on the first, that personal, that's not just saying, we're building off of that, that might have all be
right. Right, but I think you could distinguish between the Makter and the other lesser Avodas Hadam, number one. And number two, within the din of the Makter, again, the Gemara says later on, so that doesn't mean that if he, that does not mean that if one of the Menei Chavura are in possession of Chametz at that time.
No, correct. No, I'm just saying that the Meiri's point about Zrika is the same as Rashi's point about
Sorry. Should I just point out to me that Rashi, in the same Dermasa, he talks about Zvika. Also, meaning he seems to put them all in one category.
But would you distinguish between Zvika and Halacha and Hava? Yeah. Okay.
In terms of Zvika itself, you're saying that that's not as radical, and maybe Rashi would be saying the same thing, because you'd equate, if that's true, that if the Makdir is in possession of Chavis, he's going to be over while he's Makdir, that should definitely be true for Zvika as well. Okay, that's fair. That doesn't necessarily mean that if the, does that necessarily mean that if one of the B'nai Chabura has Chavis at the time that the Makdir is Makdir, he's going to be over? Right, so the Meiri is going further than that count as well.
Maybe
you
said that
these
over someone else has
them? Yeah. Okay, I accept that. I accept that, but the Mi still goes further than you would see in Rashi on two counts. Number one, in extending any of this to the lesser of Avodas Hadam, and number two, extending it to having them be over if any of the Menei Chabur are in possession of Chametz at that time. Okay. Now, in terms of the scope of Los Ishkad and its relationship to Bal Yera, so look back at Rashi and the Mishnah and the Afsam of Gimel and Aleph. The Rashi writes, actually within Shitas Reb Shimon, Diramaskol Chayiv, V'chayiv Yishum Los Ishkad, V'hadi Lav Delo Yera V'lo Yimatzei, that your Chayiv and Los Ishkad together with Lo Yira and Lo Yimatze. Now Rashi is saying this within the Shita of Reb Shimon. They were talking about the Moed. They're talking about being over on the Slav on Korbanos that are brought during Pesach. So some Korbanos are Medayik, or point out that this Rashi's master, the fact that Rashi only makes this observation within Reb Shimon, that there's no Bayra Bal Yimatze on Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos. But that's not really tenable within Shitas Rashi, because everyone knows the famous Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Kaf Tes. Rashi's of the opinion that there is Bayer Rabbi Yimatze on Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, as the Ravid is over on the Rambam as well in Chametz Matzah Perek. The Ravid in Chametz Matzah Paragimel Halacha Ches, where the Ravid accuses the Rambam of holding, or seems to accuse the Rambam of holding, that there is Bayi Rabbi Yimasei Nerech Pesach after Chatzos, and the Ravid is called like that. There's no such lab. Questionable whether the Rambam actually holds that. But that's not for now. But minimally, Rashi and Bava Kamma is of that opinion that Bayra Bayimase is applicable even in Erev Pesach La'achar Chatzos min HaTorah. So if that's the case, if Slach raises the issue, why is it that Rashi only makes this observation that you're over in Lo Sishchad Bahadei Bayra Bayimase within Reb Shimon? Why didn't Rashi say this within Tana Kamma? So the Tzlach suggests that when it comes to Erev Pesach, the Lava Lo Sishchat is not only relevant, as we started with, to the B'nei Chabura, but it's relevant to the Shochet as well. So you could have a situation of someone being over on Lo Sishchat who's not over on Ba'ira Ba'yimatze. If the Shochet may not have chametz in his possession, Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos, but so long as his chametz in the possession of one of the B'nei Chabura, then that Shochet is going to be over on this Lav. Whereas on Pesach, that's an impossibility, because anyone being shochet any korban who's going to be in possession of chametz is automatically going to be over on Bayira Bayimatze. But the Tzlach's observation just gives us pause to think for a moment about whether the geder of losishkat, the type and situations of chametz which would cause one to be over on losishkat, are exactly the same as one would presumably assume as Bayira Bayimatze, or may there be discrepancies between the scope of Bayira and the scope of Lasishka. The Minchas Chinuch raises this issue in Mitzvah Peites in the context of a pikadon on which you're Mekabel Achrayis. So that's one of the classic cases of something that's Birshuso Ve'eno Shalo. You have a pikadon that you're looking over Pesach, so that pikadon is in your Rishus. It's within your sphere, but it's not yours. You don't have full possession of it. That's Birshuso Ve'eno Shalo. And the pikadon that you're Mekabel Achrayis on, you are over on Bayira Bayimatze. So the Shagas Arya in Siman Ayin Ches is of the opinion that this din of pikadon Shekibel Lav Achrayis would be as applicable to Lo Sishchat as it would be to Bayira. That just like you're over on Bayira and something which is Birshuso Ve'eno Shalo, you're also over on Lo Sishchat for something that's Birshuso Ve'eno Shalo. And the Minchas Chinuch quotes a Tzlach in our sugya that says you're not over on Lo Sishchat in this situation. In order to be over on Lo Sishchat, it has to be Shalo. It's insufficient to be merely Birshuso. If you look at the Tzlach, I wasn't convinced that's necessarily what the Tzlach is saying, but that's how the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Tzlach. Then the Minchas Chinuch also raises a question of Chametz Nuksha. Right? Machlokes Rishonim, first mission, Elo Ovrin, what does Elo Ovrin mean? What are you over on? But if you have the opinion that there is Bayira Bayimatze for Chametz Nuksha, for Chametz Ayide Taroves, is that equally applicable to the Lav of Lo Sishchat? So there the Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe not. Maybe everyone would agree that even if you're over in Bayira Bayimatze for Chometz Nuksha, perhaps you wouldn't be over on Lo Sishchat. And then in the other direction, you can discuss, we started talking about Birshuso Ve'eno Shalo. What about Shalo Ve'eno Birshuso? So that's a machlokas we showed in the Rosh and Siman Dal in the beginning of the Masechta, Kos Hashita V'Gaonim, that if you have something which is Shalo Ve'eno Birshuso, let's say you give a pikadon to a Nachri before Chametz, you give a pikadon to someone else, are you over on Bayira Bayimatze? That pikadon is yours, but it's not within your sphere. It's Shalo, but it's not Birshuso. So according to the position of the Gaonim, which others argue on, but according to the position of the Gaonim, you're not going to be over on Bayira for something which is Shalo Ve'eno Birshuso. Because at the moment, you have no connection to this chametz. It's totally out of your sphere of influence. That is no shaykhus to you. It happens to technically be yours, but for all intents and purposes, you have no access to it. It's in the possession of someone else who has responsibility. So in that case, the Gaon are of the opinion that there's no Bayira Bayimatze. So if there's no Bayra Bayimotze, presumably there should be no Los Hishra, but if you hold that there is Bayra Bayimotze there against the Gaonim, then what do you hold about Los Hishra? So that may go either way. Do you need both Breshuso or Shalo? According to the Minchas Tenech, according to the Minchas Tenech of the Tzlach, that you always needed to be Shalo, and Breshuso is insufficient. Does that also mean that if it's Shalo and not Breshuso, that you're going to be over? Do you need both Shalo and Breshuso to be over in Los Hishchat, or do you need only Shalo, or maybe either one? And just to round out that picture of the scope of Los Hishchat relative to Ba'ira, Rabbi Kiveger and the Chidushim here in our Sugya, Dibur Maskil Vanir Leniyas Daiti writes that wherever you're not going to be chayiv on hashbasa, let's say you have chametz medina sayam and you close up the house, no one's going back there, you've been out of there since Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, so in a situation in which you're not going to be over in Bayira because the chametz is totally inaccessible, you're not going to be over on Los Hishchat as well. So I don't know if there's a diuk in the Rambam on the Breshuso point. The Rambam in Korban Pesach Aleph Hey wrote Hashofet as a Pesach with man of Ayel Kizayis Chametz Breshuso. So does that mean Breshuso even if it's in a Shalom? Does that mean that if you have Pikad or Shekibul of Achrayus, then according to the Rambam is taking sides and that machlok is between the Tzlach and the Shagas Aryeh? Or is there no diyuk and Breshuso is to be taken loosely, just means in your general possession, but Shalo and in a Breshuso could be Mechayiv as well. Okay, part two. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin and Mebeis, the famous Maimer of Rav Krispadoi, Rav Krispadoi, Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Esfarim Netachim Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shel Rishon Gemurin, Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, Ve'echad Shel Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurin, Nechtavin, Ve'nechtamin, La'alter L'chaim. Rishon Gemurin, Nechtavin, Ve'nechtamin, La'alter L'misa. Okay, so far so good. Tzadikim have a tziva v'chasima for good. Rishonim have a tziva v'chasima for bad. And Beinonim are tuyim v'omdim. May Rosh Hashanah ad yom ha-kipurim. Zachu nechtavin l'chayim. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. So, for anyone who's influenced by the liturgy of Nisana Tokef, this Gemara always strikes one as somewhat unsettling. Because we're familiar from youth of the line, Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, V'yom Som Kippur Yechasemun. And if you look at the Maimer of Rav Krispadoi, that's not true for anyone. According to the Tzadikim and the Rishayim, are Nechtavim and Nechtamin on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinonim, nothing happens in Rosh Hashanah. They're Tulin V'omdin. There's no Tziva. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's no Chasima. Tluyim v'omdim Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim, zachu nechtavim l'chayim an Yom Kippur, and lo zachu nechtavim l'misa on Yom Kippur. Rachman al-Islam. So within Rav Krispadoi, and the Nisana Tokef may reflect another day in the Gemara, but this famous Maimra of Shlosh Esfarim Netachim doesn't really jive with our imagery of the Nisana Tokef. And our number two is that for the Beinonim, there's no chasima at all. And Yom Kippur, there's only yetziva, there's no chasima. So the Bnei Yeshua picks up on this in the Sugya Rosh Hashanah, and he points out that it's not shayach to have a chasima for Beinonim, because chasam shel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, and when it comes to the Beinonim, whatever happens to them is a slight watering down of absolute emes. According to absolute emes, there should have been dinner ready in Rosh Hashanah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, Mata Chesed, that somehow diminishes to some extent the Chasama Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, the Chasima, and that's why it's not shaykh to have a Chasima. Obviously, the Rambam does quote this a little bit differently. The Rambam does have a Chasima in Gimel Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes, "Komi shanicha mala mitzvah she'osa v'tal es chuyas amu belipo," etc. "Kishem she'shoklim es chuyas adam avonosa v'shas misaso." Kach v'chol shan v'shana shoklim avonos kol achav yachav mibay olam im zechuyosa b'yantav she'osh shana. Mi shenimsa tzadik nechtam b'chayim. Mi shenimsa rosh nechtam l'misa. So far it's the same. V'abenoni tolin oso ayyom ha-kipurim m'masa tshuva nechtam b'chayim. The Rambam, according to this Gemara, Rav Kuspidoi, does use the Lashon of Chasima for Rosh Hashanah. So, famously, everyone's bothered by the Rambam's language over here of Ima Sachuva. Rav Kuspidoi, there's no mention to Tshuva. It's Zachu or Lo Zachu. And the Rambam introduces the concept of Tshuva, that Ima Sachuva Nechtam L'chaim V'imlav Nechtam L'misa. So the Lecha Mishnah picks up on this. In Tomar, ki lo asa tshuva, mai nechta lemisa, hamefsa mefsa. Rav Chesed matak lapi chesed. So he didn't do anything, but he's no worse than he was 10 days ago. So why is he nechta lemisa just because he didn't do tshuva? It should be the same equilibrium. And the Tirsu Bezer, dehecha de lo asa tshuva, havi avon echa nosaf al havonos, Mishun de Be'elu Asar Yamim Shel Tshuva Hu Chayiv La'asas Tshuva V'im Lo Asa Harei Elvin Echa Nosaf Alavono. So the Lecha Mishnah quotes that is simply a mathematical equation that you have 150 Averis and 150 Zechuyos. You didn't do Tshuva, so that's one more Avera, so it's 151 to 150 you lose, and Nechtam L'misa. Okay, so everyone quotes Yom Yitzchak Blazer in the Kachav Eor, who says along these lines that it's more than that. It's not simply a mathematical equation of 151 to 150, but the whole nature of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is such that we have this unique opportunity to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu grants us this relationship. And if a person neglects that opportunity, so then that's the worst avera possible. There's no worse avera than having the opportunity to do tshuva given to you on a silver platter and not availing yourself of that opportunity. So it's not just one more avera, but it's the largest, most egregious avera to reject the possibility of tshuva during that time of the year. Rabbi Willig likes to point out that's the difference in the language of the pasuk between Parshas Re and Parshas Nitzav. In Parshas Re, it says Re'enu Chinos Enayom Lechem Yom Bracha Oklala, and in Parshas Nitzav it says Achayim Ves Maves. So what's the change between Bracha and Klala and Chayim Maves? So what happens between Parshas Re and Parshas Ki and Parshas Nitzav is Mitzvah Tshuva. It's according to some Rishonim. So you have the opportunity to tshuva if stam before you come to tshuva brachom klala. Once you have the opportunity to do tshuva and you don't, so then the consequences, the stakes are much worse. That's a much more egregious avera, and the choices then are between chayim and mavis. But in addition to this, there's another approach here, which I think is worth noting, and that's quoted in Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Sichos Musar from the Altar in the Vardik. It's printed in year Tavshin Lamed Beis, the first Maimer. He quotes in the Altar in the Vardik that Pshat in Tluyim V'Omdim doesn't mean that we're at an equilibrium or at a standstill, but it means that these Beinonim are actually Nidonim L'Misa. The Nidon L'Misa, they're literally hanging. They're hanging on the noose. However, there's the opportunity of tshuva. So at that point, once they're ready nechtam lemisa, other zechuyos aren't going to help. It's a new cheshbon, and nothing else that you can do can remove that psak lemisa, except for tshuva. Doing other zechuyos isn't going to affect what happened until now. The only way to affect what happened until now is to do tshuva. So if a person doesn't do tshuva in that situation, then the psak lemisa that was issued in Rosh Hashanah is going to stand, and it's just going to be executed or signed off on after Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Geli, I think, in one of his Shabbos Shuvah drashas, once said that he heard this pshat in his youth, not from. And this was a well-liked explanation of this Rambam. So, this is something that typically is presented between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. At that point, sometimes it's too late to add to the Zechuyos. So, we mentioned things like this a little bit early. It gives us pause to realize that we still have the opportunity to be marbar no Zechuyos and Chodesh Elul. So that we should all have a ksiva v'chasima tova.